My guest is the school superintendent in the Ribble Lake School District, and she is updating us on the latest meeting of the Ribble Lake School Board. So if you would, Lori Mannion, fill us in.
All right. Thank you. Yep, we had our meeting last night, our May meeting, and did a quick review, final review of the extracurricular salary increase. And as I mentioned last month, it was the first time in about 20 years that we had looked at that, so the board approved that. And then we looked at policy on management of student school meals, and the board had a second reading on that, and they approved that as well. And then we had Gail Perrin, who is in about her 10th month of our IT coordinator position. And she gave an overview to the board about some upcoming things. Right now, working on a new filtering system for the district. And she also gave an overview of a website overhaul. So we'll talk about that later. And then she talked about the miscellaneous projects that are going on, continuing one-to-one with Chromebooks, Fiber Run to make sure that all of our buildings are up to speed and fast as we use all the devices we have going on. And then I wrote a grant through the Wisconsin Technology Initiative, WTI, for additional Chromebooks and also an ITV lab. So we are looking at creating an innovative learning space down at the high school. So we'll find out in June whether or not we are going to be able to do that. And then she talked about future projects, and one of the big ticket items in the next couple years, the board's going to have to take a look at voice over IP, a new phone system. It has been lots of years before we've had a change in that system, so we'll be looking at that. And then server replacement, probably 2019-2020. So it was a good opportunity for the board to meet Gail and to hear about some of the initiatives that we have going on in that area. And then I reminded everyone of our Hall of Fame applications. So on our website, there is an application there. And for any community member who wants to nominate someone else who came out of the either Westboro or Ribble Lake school system here, the deadline is always June 30th. So Hall of Fame applications for the 17-18 school year. And then I wanted to remind the board members that on Tuesday, that's Tuesday, May 16th, we are going to be doing a mock intruder drill, and that will be in the afternoon. Parents are aware. There's been a community letter that went out. We've been working with the Taylor County Sheriff's Department as well as the Ribble Lake Fire Department, so it will be a full-scale drill, and we appreciate the community. If they have any questions, to feel free to give me a call on that. And then we moved on to personnel contracts. We had a couple resignations that the board approved. Laura Hofford, as our middle school cross-country coach, the board approved her resignation, and Carrie Ewan for the JV boys basketball. So we'll be looking for some people to fill those positions for next year. If anyone's interested, contact Mike Woody. And then we talked about hires for next year. Joelle Scheitower is our new cheerleading coach for football, so we're excited to have her in that position. And then we interviewed at the elementary level for a full-time elementary PE teacher, and Jonah Campbell will be our new PE teacher starting in 17-18. He's a graduate of the UW-River Falls system, and so we're excited to have Jonah on board. And then May is always this time of year to do elections of board seats, and in the president's position, Jerry Blomberg, once again, will be filling that. Steve Martin will be our vice president. And the clerk will be Stacy Tulusty and treasurer Mary Ann Roiger. And then recording secretary Lori Pomeroy, depository, again, Nicolet Bank and Time Federal. Our newspaper is the Star News. Our WASB delegate will be Mary Ann Roiger, with the alternate being Jerry Blomberg. And our CISA 9 representative was Jason Denani. And then Mr. Cardi spoke about the major summer project list, and this is always to the tune of approximately $20,000 to $25,000. And the board approved all of the items on the list. There's carpet, sidewalks, window frames, gym floor. Something a little bit bigger project will be the north bathroom remodel. So that has never been remodeled since the building of the high school, so that'll be taken care of. And then some we have on our football concession stand looking at. We were going to do a shingle replacement on the roof, but the board wants us to look at, see what the metal would look like. So the board approved that. And next on the list was a recommendation from the facility committee to use the remaining Fund 49. So this is from our 2015 referendum that we did. We're almost down to the end of those dollars, and part of that money was set aside for roofing. And so the board approved going with Culp's to do the elementary roofing. This summer will be one of the larger parts of the roof, and then on the other end it'll be next summer. And then the remaining dollars will be for some drainage issues that we have here at the elementary building. So by the end of next summer we should have gotten all of our 2015 referendum dollars spent. And then Gail Perrin again had presented on a website redesign, and we're going to stay with the CMS for Schools, so the same web host, and the board did approve the web redesign for approximately $2,000 for a one-time fee on that. And then for some reason, always Rib Lake is hit with having to increase our lunch prices according to the DPI tool that we have to use, and so for our community, next year elementary lunches will be $2.70, and middle school, high school lunches will be $2.95. So a 10-cent increase, and adults will see the same increase as well. Open enrollment, we continue to get more and more kids enrolling into Rib Lake, and the board approved 3 new open enrollment applications last night. So right now we're looking at 42 additional kids in for a total. Many of them are already here, and then 22 out. And it's just last year we broke even, and now we're seeing a lot more ins coming our direction. So love that people are seeing Rib Lake School District as a place to send their kids. And then the final thing on the agenda was first reading of the proposed 2017-18 employee handbook revisions. So the board had a couple questions on that, but they will be looking to finalize that in June. So that was the extent of that. Mr. Cardi did remind everyone that we've got Senior Awards Night coming up on the 24th of this month and graduation at 7 o'clock on the 26th of this month. And then on the 31st is 8th grade graduation. So lots of things going on in May, as always, in the school district. So we're excited to continue to the end of the school season here.
Lori, can you remind us, what is the last day of school for the rest of the students in the Rib Lake School District?
Sure. Yep. We finish on Friday, June 2nd.
Once again, my guest has been the superintendent of the Rib Lake School District, Lori Mannion. Thanks so much for your time, Lori. And summer's coming, so hang in there.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.